Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
It's Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk here with you on a Thursday morning. Thanks for joining us at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. Appreciate you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. I want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse here in Starkville or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. It'd be a little weird, Robbie, if Brupolo was in Progress.
That would be a little weird.
Wherever you are in our great state, you can enjoy Strange Brew Coffee each and every morning. It's just a click away at strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. The Mississippi Beef Council wants to remind you that beef, it's what's for Christmas. We are now 15 days away. And as you're listening, it'll be 14 days, 2 weeks to the day, to Christmas Day. I hope you've got your plans in place for a tremendous Christmas dinner. And I hope that beef will be the star of the show. The prime rib, the whole tenderloin, that's what you want to have on Christmas Day to celebrate with your family and friends. Make your plans now. Don't get caught. Don't be that guy. You know, everybody's about late shopping for gifts. Don't be that guy walking into the grocery store on December 24th saying, I need a 6-pound prime rib. Maybe you'll get one. Get ahead. Make your plans. Beef, it's what's for dinner. Thanks to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com is the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you are looking for. Everything maroon and white. You got to get the stuff for the holidays. You got to put it under the tree. Get it at College Corner. Two locations in the Jackson area. They're originally by Fleet Feet, followed by the Half Shell, or you can shop online at collegecornerstore.com. Priority One Bank, 16 locations here to serve you throughout Central Mississippi. Let PriorityOneBank.com be your guide and show you. Not only are they going to help you invest and manage your money, but how they're going to help you prepare for the future. Now more than ever, when you have questions about your money, you need answers. You got to talk to somebody who knows you. When you call them, they don't ask for an account number. They just know your name. That's the kind of service you're getting when you deal with Priority One Bank. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. We're going to talk a little baseball in the second half of the show. Tomorrow, as we've been saying all week, there's no podcast on Friday, but I'm scheduled on Thursday. Once again, Robbie, because I'm selfless, I'm going to come in and work on my day off.
Oh, such a hard-working man.
I won't skip lunch, but I will work.
Again, that's only reserved for the elite.
The elite, the S tier.
That's correct.
The S tier. that said, my conversation with Kendall Rogers from D1 Baseball will be up. We'll talk to him for a little while, get his thoughts on the conference, but obviously on Mississippi State baseball. But we'll talk a little baseball ourselves because God knows. The sign's back there somewhere. I'm going to get a sign.
Can we just fast forward to February?
If we could, buddy.
January 2nd, I'm good.
Stop on January 2nd. I want to get through the portal. I want to see what that looks
like. Until I see if Mississippi State can't stop Wake Forest run game, and then I want to fast forward to February.
Yeah, there's that too. So, but yesterday, A couple things in the portal. Obviously, you know, we saw Tony Mitchell hitting the portal. We've seen that. That's the first guy that I thought could be a contributor next year that hit the portal. Like, you know, Jerron Glover and Marcus Allen, Brennan Smith. Okay. Thanks for your service, guys.
It
hasn't been.
I think people would like Stonka to stay because he's a startable guy and he's talented.
But he hasn't done anything.
Yeah.
Tony Mitchell is a guy that I thought could be a contributor for Mississippi State next year. But at the same time, plays the same position as Isaac Smith. That's probably a great sign for the return of Isaac Smith. I wasn't expecting him to leave anyway. But that said, the whole he plays the same position as Isaac Smith is kind of, for me, the same thing as, well, Tulu's an outside receiver. It's like, he's talented. Find a way to put him on the field. I would have liked to have seen Zach Arnett have a chance with that. But regardless, I thought the bigger portal news was that Fluff Bothwell announced, and I don't know, again, I don't necessarily think I was expecting him to leave. It was certainly wasn't expecting him to go to the draft or anything like that. But as binding a commitment as a video on social media can be, he announced his intentions to return to Mississippi State for the 2026 season. One of the things that I kind of missed on this year was I thought this would be a really top-notch running the football team. They were good a year ago, and I thought they would be better this year with Bothwell. And they really weren't. They were an average running team at best. They had some moments, But Chapin's inability to be a running threat kind of molded that.
And
but
the offensive line.
And the offensive line obviously was a huge issue. The offensive line, we'll see what they look like in the portal. But just having Kamario Taylor in the Egg Bowl was, I mean, they ran the ball effectively in that game. So I'm going to go out on this limb again here, Robbie, and tell you that I think in 2026, this can be one of the better running teams in the country. They got to find somebody to pair with Bothwell. I don't know if Gaten is ready to do that. I don't know if, I mean, if J.J. Hill could come in as a true freshman. I don't know the answer to that. But I think that we're getting closer to seeing the Levy offense in its full form. And I will say this, and somebody asked us this yesterday on the Rumblings, and I had not considered it, but year three for Jeff Levy has never happened. And so I'm interested to see what that looks like here at Mississippi State.
Yeah, and I think a lot of it this year wasn't the fact, or last 2 years really, the fact that you didn't have a running threat at quarterback, because this offense looks a lot different when you have a guy that can scramble and beat you with his legs.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at what they did with Dylan Gabriel and Matt Corral and Jackson Dart and all that, I mean, it's just a more dynamic offense when you have that other piece in the backfield that can pull it, because there's a lot of RPO concepts in this offense where running the football is possible and reading the defense. And are you going to hand it off to the running back? Are you going to pull it and pass? Are you going to pull it and run? You just didn't have to account for that with Blake Chapin.
Right.
Defenses didn't respect that.
Yeah.
You're going to have to respect that with Kamario Taylor. He's very capable of doing that, and I imagine there's going to be more concepts in this offense for him to have that option than it was with Blake Chapin.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I think that's going to make everybody else better in the running game, but you do have to get better on the line.
Yeah.
You know, it was brought up yesterday, that Fluff Bothwell, you know, a lot of there's people that think he's not a RB1. And I think, you know, there's some argument to that. I think there is some merit to the message board post that we saw yesterday on our board. I'm not going to dismiss that, because he isn't a burner. He isn't like your typical, like, he can break away and have a big gainer. But he averaged 5 yards a rush this year, and I would venture to say, like, the average depth of target, like, where he was hit for the first time, was, like, 1 yard past the line of scrimmage. Like, there were no holes for him to run. The yardage he was picking up was after first hit, more often than not. So he hasn't had the holes to run. He could
right.
I believe that he's a workhorse back. I believe he's a 20 to 22 carry back every week.
He could be, yeah.
I think
I agree with that.
You can give him the load of your carries, and he's going to produce. He had two 100-yard games. Before he was hurt, he was picking up steam. If you look at whenever they started kind of transitioning him from, you know, the Southern Miss game, didn't play that much, didn't get a lot of carries against Arizona State,
right,
if I recall.
That's correct.
But every week his carries went up and up, and eventually he was the lead back for Mississippi State. He goes down with the injury against A&M. I don't think that he was the same the rest of the way until the Ole Miss game. I thought he started to show it a little bit again.
But a big piece of that is Ole Miss just could not focus on him.
Right.
You know, and that's what this offense truly needs to take off, is to have a quarterback like Kamario Taylor who is a threat to run the football. And as you mentioned, Blake Chapin was not. I've gone back to the comment that Levy made after the Missouri game. In my head, I've gone back to it like 100 times, where he's like, well, they were giving us the QB run. Well, yeah.
Because they know,
they knew
they were, Blake, they were baiting
yeah,
him in the QB run.
And you know, they would, if you had changed quarterbacks at that moment and said we're going with Kamario, that game, I don't know that you win, because they couldn't stop Ahmad Hardy. But it's probably a lot more competitive, because you could have run the football more effectively.
Well, and you look at it, and you threw two pick sixes.
Yeah, there's that
too.
They
scored 49 points. I mean, they essentially, the offense scored 35.
Yeah.
So you trade one of those possessions where you throw a pick six, you know, maybe you punt on one possession and maybe you had a touchdown on the other. You're right in the mix in the ball game, even giving up the yardage you gave up against Mont Hardy. So yeah, to me, I feel like this just makes the offense totally more dynamic, and that's the point we've been trying to make all season long about Kamario Taylor. If you have these deficiencies on the offensive line, it's not a Blake Chapin problem. It's not the fact that Blake Chapin is holding you back per se. Mm-hmm. I think Mississippi State's offensive line was holding Blake Shapen back.
Yeah.
But if that's the case, you have to find other ways.
Exactly.
If you don't, you didn't have any options on the offensive line.
Yeah.
You had nothing that you could do to fix that.
Right.
You could fix the problem that you have at quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that you don't have a quarterback that can run the football like Kamario Taylor.
Right.
So if you have all these issues and you're struggling to do what Blake Shapen did well, and that was throw the deep ball,
mm-hmm.
why not bring in a guy that can pick up a chunk of yards running the football?
It was truly
finally
square peg, round hole the whole season.
They finally did it, and I don't want to dwell on that. You know, that was a learning experience. Jeff Lebby obviously did not feel like Kamario Taylor was ready to take on that kind of workload as a quarterback. And in fairness, we're just watching what's going on in the games. I'm not sitting in the film room with Jeff Lebby and Matt Holachek,
right,
and hearing how Kamario Taylor's reacting to film or anything like that. I'm not sitting in there. You and I are not in there. We're not seeing them take practice reps. So they obviously I don't think that Jeff Lebby is a moron like some of these other people think. I think he knows quarterbacks really well. I think he knows this offense better than most. So he was seeing something that was saying it's not time for Kamario. I totally get that. Logistically, though, like if you're looking at the two quarterbacks and you're still not really getting a lot of great results from Blake Shapen, you got to try something different, and they finally did. So I think we can move on from that. Like, I don't think that we should sit here and dwell on Kamario Taylor. I'm not saying you are. I'm just saying, fans in general and all that, like, they're still talking about it, and I just don't – like, now is Kamario's time.
Yeah.
Kamario is going to be prepped to be the starting quarterback for Wake Forest. You're going to get a chance to see him start in the bowl game, I would imagine, barring something crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Kamario Taylor's team
this time.
At this point. Jeff Lebby said it post-game after the Egg Bowl. We have something special that we can build around.
Yeah.
We have a quarterback in Kamario Taylor that is special, that is elite. We're going to build around that in the transfer portal. So,
a little breaking news right here. Something you and I, we felt was coming. But Mississippi State and John Talty has reported from 24/7 Sports that UConn defensive coordinator Matt Brock will also be returning to Starkville as co-defensive coordinator and linebackers coach. Now, I think we've heard that Arnett is not going to have a position, that he's just going to be the defensive coordinator. So you need a D-line, a linebackers, a corners, and a safety. You've got your linebacker coach, Matt Brock, returning. I can be honest with you, I was kind of hoping Brock might come back and do special teams, but...
Well, special teams weren't exactly special.
Well, here's the problem. Basically, since Jackie Sherrill left, special teams have been a little bit of an issue.
But I think you can get – I think if – I don't know what they're going to do with special teams. I don't know if they're going to keep Cliff Odom. But if they do move on, you can get somebody better at that position.
So.
I think you can get a better recruiter, that even if he isn't a great special teams coach, I would get somebody in here that's a really, really good recruiter for that position.
Brock will probably be the only familiar face, you would think, right? I can't imagine he's going to bring, Phelps back or Darcell McBath's probably not coming back. Tony Hughes is obviously,
a
better thing.
You know, I haven't heard any rumblings. I'm expecting a spot for Jet Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
I think
Matt Johnson might get something with Keevy Thompson.
Yeah, it'll be probably like a defensive assistant,
yeah,
like a linebacker,
right.
Defensive assistant. That's what I'm expecting. And, I would imagine they keep Errol Thompson on.
Mm-hmm.
He has familiarity with Matt Brock and Zach Arnett.
It makes sense to keep guys like that around
the
program, too.
And so that's what I'm expecting. We knew the day that Zach Arnett was hired, the hour Zach Arnett was hired, that Matt Brock was coming with him.
Yeah.
And that's a huge pickup because Matt Brock was Mississippi State's defensive coordinator
in
2023.
Yes.
And
they were still good.
And they started off kind of poorly.
They
but by the end of the year,
yeah,
that was a defense that was actually really competitive,
yeah,
and was a bright spot for that team.
Yes.
That's a huge pickup, keeping Matt Brock or bringing Matt Brock back. And obviously you got the familiarity there. And honestly, I thought Brock was one of their better recruiters. on that side of the ball.
Yes.
Evaluators, recruiters, I think he did a solid job.
I think it's one of the things that makes me laugh is you don't have to Photoshop these photos. You know, I'm so used to seeing Photoshops of not this picture of Zach Brock with a Hail State cap on. Man, that's a really quality AI image there.
Yeah.
Looks great.
Love that. I do love the Zach Arnett photoshopped interlocking hats.
Yes.
Though.
The hat.
Now, I don't think the
hat's not.
The pullover was
right.
Was a Photoshop, but I think the hat was.
I agree.
But it was
It's
excellent.
fantastic. So, we're supposed to talk. We're recording this. We're going to talk to Lebby right after this. And I guess we'll get his thoughts on Arnett, Brock, the bowl, among other things. Is there anything pressing you're wanting to ask? I'm going to strive for first question today because I got one I desperately
Are you going?
Yeah.
Okay.
I just want to know if he likes mayonnaise.
I
have to ask. I need to be one to ask that. I'm the
I
guy
feel
who.
like I'm going to make a prediction that he doesn't like mayonnaise.
Oh, I disagree. I think he's a slather it on kind of guy.
Think
Yeah,
so?
I think so.
I just need to see him. I just need to see a bucket of mayonnaise dumped on his head.
I need it like I need air. I need it.
Again, I just wanted to be real intentional to, after when I finish this, I want to wash my hair, take a shower, and go home and eat me a nice sandwich with mayonnaise
With
on it.
mayonnaise on it.
Yeah.
With a mayonnaise on it. So, yeah, we'll.
Inside these four walls, we aren't talking about that right now. We're focused on Wake Forest. We don't want to talk about
We don't want to
the
talk about what's
mayonnaise
happening
bath.
after.
Yeah.
You know, the people in the building know.
Oh. Just give us something.
I didn't think we were going to talk to him again until like March.
Yeah.
So, this is a joy. But yeah, I get his thoughts on Arnett, get his thoughts on Matt Brock, and I guess, you know, a lot more. When we have this availability with them, which is about, as we're recording, about 45 minutes from now. All right, let's move into our baseball talk. That's brought to you by our friends over at Two Brothers Smoked Meats and the Older Brother in the Cotton District. Two great places to go grab lunch. Whenever you want to grab lunch, you can get it at Two Brothers Smoked Meats and the Older Brother. I'm still lacking on the Older Brother. I couldn't tell you the last time I went. I got to go. I'm off tomorrow. I'm off Friday. I'm going to make a trip to the Older Brother. That's going to happen.
I need to go as well.
So there you go. Well, if you go and I want to go, maybe we could go together.
We'll see. We'll
All
see
right.
what happens. I wanted to go today, but you got to go to Oxford of all
I don't go to
places.
Oxford today.
Oh, where are you on?
Tupelo.
Oh, sorry.
Tupelo.
You got to go to Tupelo
I got to go to
today.
Oxford next week though.
Ugh.
So I got out of so thank God my daughter's Christmas concert is on Thursday. I don't have to do both remotes. We're doing two back-to-back remotes, doing Thursday, Friday before the playoff game.
Nice.
I just have to go to the Friday one. So
Well, have fun with that.
I will not.
I know.
I absolutely won't. But that being said, Sports Talk Mississippi will be live at the library Thursday and Friday, the 18th and 19th. To celebrate, hold on, let me give you the tagline. To celebrate the first college football game played in the state of Mississippi. Join us.
Join us. That sounds like
I'm
a.
sorry. I blacked out for a second there.
Join us. Join us at the
It's like
library.
the children of the corn.
Yeah,
It's like, you know.
exactly.
Two
Be
brothers
careful
smoke.
up there.
Two brothers smoke
They
meat.
all float.
Yeah,
They all float in
Richard
Oxford.
is the one who
Come
walked
join us.
between the rows.
Come join us, Georgie. Stay away from the sewers, though.
Well, that's the whole town. Great power, great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. They've been doing it for 50 years.
Bro.
Oh, he jumped. You got ahead of me there. You're a little ahead. So, by the way, I just want to point out one of the last conversations I remember us having with Zach Arnett. He commented on that shirt you're
Oh
wearing.
God, yes.
I hope he's there today.
What he
Had
says
you
is like,
forgotten about
what's
that?
that? He's like, what's that shirt? I was like, Indiana Fever. I'm sure you're not interested. He's like, why you say that? I was like, do you watch the WNBA? No,
No.
why are you assuming I don't watch the WNBA? Huh?
Because we know you.
Like he was like,
He got a little puffed
he
up
did.
for
Like,
you.
well, who's your favorite player? I bought this shirt to
Support
support
Victoria.
Victoria
Yeah.
Vivian's like 10 years ago at this point. Yeah, Brock got really, really upset about. I mean, Brock
Arnett.
Arnett got really upset about that.
Yeah. I don't know if he was messing with you
He
either. I
wasn't.
don't think he
No, he
was.
wasn't.
So, anyway,
It's kind of like whenever I was like, you bit out some big time programs for Isaac
Yeah, I got you on that one too.
We're a big time program too.
That was actually a great quote.
That was a great
That might
quote.
Have been the peak of his as his tenure as
That
head
was a
coach, to
great
be
quote.
honest with
Yeah. That was on your show.
you. The last time I texted, so
Signing day, I had a sinus infection.
I had a I texted Arnett on Saturday, and because I still have his number, and all I said was "Welcome home." I just put a question mark on it. The last time I texted him was I texted him a picture from Kroger of him, of a cutout of him holding a Coke Zero. Because remember we had that debate about Coke Zero,
Yeah.
and I was like, "This is a great choice, Coke Zero. You look great." That was the last thing I texted him prior to that. So,
Did he answer either
either
way?
one, no.
Yeah, I can't
Let me
imagine.
see the last time he answered a text. Exciting stuff here. Let's
I imagine he's not a
He's not a huge
not a
bet.
huge texter.
Yeah. So, all right, Arnett. I know a lot of Zachs. The last time it was thank you on August 10th, 2023. I guess I had a phone. I had to Zoom with him. Thanks for your time, Coach. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's all he said. All right. Anyway, Advantage Business Systems is a great place to go buy a copier. I don't know what that has to do with anything else, but if you are needing business technology, call my friends at Advantage Business Systems. They will get you taken care of. 601-362-9192. Or you can visit them online at absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. Maroon and Co. is the place to go when you're looking for Mississippi State gear here in Starkville. Nobody with a bigger or better selection of it. The holidays are here. You got to get those gifts under the tree. Shop Maroon and Co. and maroonandco.com. And of course, you can use our promo code THUNDER15 to save 15% off. This holiday season, you save 15%. You save it like five or six times, it's like you save 75%. So I'm just saying. Just that simple math is all that is. Before you go to your next game here in Starkville, make sure you go to Maroon and Co. Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden is the place to do your Christmas shopping for just about anything. What are you looking for this holiday season? I can almost guarantee, in fact, I will guarantee, they've got it at Scruggs. Doesn't matter who you're shopping for, Scruggs has something for you. And if what you're shopping for is John Deere, well, then the John Deere sales and celebration they've got going on, great financing available, great rates. You need to take advantage now. John Deere. In the new year. That's what we're looking at Scruggs Farm, Lawn, and Garden in Saltillo. Good Hope Land and Timber. If you're a landowner in this state, you probably know that name, but it doesn't matter if you only own a couple hundred or you own a few thousand acres. Good Hope Land and Timber is here to help you. If you're in the market right now to buy or sell land, Good Hope Land and Timber is here to help you. Whatever it is you need to do with your land to keep it sustainable, to keep it profitable, that's where Good Hope Land and Timber comes in to help you. Years of experience, great staff, and they know the land industry here in this state better than anybody. Locally trusted, landowner approved, Good Hope Land and Timber. All right, we are so for Saturday
By the
is
way, first, bro, I was reading over this release from Mississippi State on Matt
Oh,
Brock.
they made a release already? I didn't see it.
Yeah, this year, eighth nationally in sacks with 36 at UConn. That isn't a defense that's been very good
No.
over there.
And of course, I guess Mora is a defensive coach as well, Jim Mora.
Yeah,
So
but this is his
that's his
defense.
defense.
This is
I
the
mean,
3-3-5.
and what has State lacked?
Yeah,
Yeah.
well, and that's what
Which is
like.
why Coleman Hutzler's coaching ends at Auburn now. Because anytime you can get a coach whose defenses average less than a sack per game to coach your pass rushers, you got to do it.
I loved the yesterday the message board whenever people were talking about this guy's a great coach. Like, okay. Didn't we have a Will Anderson quote in there from Alabama? Like he had to kind of just do things on his own. He had a bad experience
Yeah.
with yikes.
So as we're getting to the weekend, Saturday is the 13th. That will be 60 days until opening day. February 13th is opening day for Mississippi State baseball. I keep saying this, and I feel like it's hyperbole. I feel like I'm caught in the moment, but at the same time, I think I'm right in terms of this might be the most preseason excitement we've had for baseball ever. Ever. Maybe prior to the 85 season, prior to, I think 2019, there was a lot of excitement. 90, 91, 98, they brought back a lot of that College World Series team. But when you look at this team, and we had the question yesterday about it, what could you field two top 25 teams out of this? From a lineup perspective, you could get pretty close. This is the deepest I can remember a Mississippi State lineup being. They just have so many options. And that's, you know, you think about what they did during the fall, and they looked impressive out there, and that's without the guy who you think is going to be the best player in Ace Reese, and he'll
and
be
really,
back.
Two of your best players were out. Aiden Till was out as well.
Yeah.
Are we underselling what should be a preseason top five team? Are we underselling them?
You know, we've hyped them up pretty good. I mean, I think that it's just kind of cautious right now on how good they can be, because there is the possibility of a transition period here where you have a new coach and you have so many new players on this team. They've meshed in a lot of players from one team with a lot of players from another team, and then new faces from other places.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of a strange mixture, but it's a really good mixture too. Like, even that is like a good problem. It's like they have so many guys from different places. It's like, I talked to a kid that committed to state in the 2027 class, and he was talking about when he came up on his visit, like one of the things that really stood out to him was how close the team was. That was in the fall of this year. They had only been together for like 2 months, and he noticed like how close they were. And I think he had mentioned Bryce Chance as a guy that had told him, it feels like they've been together for like several years. They've only been together for a couple months.
Right.
So it's, you know, I'm kind of cautious a little bit on it, but at the same time, it's hard to believe that this team is not going to be like a national seed. I know the schedule's really tough. I know it's the SEC and all that, but with what they have in place, with the coaching staff, with the talent that they've acquired, the depth that they're going to have at pretty much everywhere, it would be a massive disappointment if this wasn't a top eight seed.
And you said the schedule. You're right. The SEC schedule is incredibly difficult.
It's tough.
But from a non-conference standpoint, they should get off to a pretty fast start, and that's just going to build some momentum. I mean, they have Hofstra the first weekend. They do play Troy. That's their first midweek game. Troy, as we know, is a good – is Shane Lewis still there? Surely gone by now. That guy's
one of their best players is still there.
Machine.
But then, they beat Day last year. That's a good team.
Yeah. You have Alcorn, Delaware, and shout out to Joe Flacco. Austin Peay, the series in Arlington, Arizona State is not a great program. You know, who can you imagine like pushing their coach to be the coach here? What kind of idiot would do that? Virginia Tech, I don't know what kind of team James Franklin's going to have there, but UCLA is a preseason, you know, among the favorites to win the national title. So that's a really cool litmus test there on Sunday when you take them on. Southern Miss, we know that year in, year out, they're going to be really good. But you really do have some opportunities here to be, at worst, two losses going into the – and that's something that killed Lemonis' team 2 years ago, was they lost all those non-conference games.
Yeah.
Last year, they were able to fix that problem. They got the non-conference games, but they weren't good enough in the conference. At Arkansas – I don't think you could pick a better first opponent for Brian O'Connor in SEC play. On the road to a team you haven't had a ton of success against, if you go up there and win that series, that is a huge statement going into the rest of this conference schedule that, okay, you're going to have to deal with Mississippi State this year, because Arkansas is going to be one of the favorites. Their schedule is the opposite of State's.
Mm-hmm.
It is one. I don't think they play outside of State. They don't play any of the top teams in the conference.
No, their schedule.
They don't play LSU. They don't play Tennessee. They don't play Vandy. You go up there and get that series, Robbie. You're talking about probably being the number one team in the nation the next week when you play Vanderbilt.
Yeah, because I think they're going to build some momentum in non-conference play. And I've seen people criticizing the non-conference schedule. I totally get it. It's not a great non-conference schedule, but you know, that's kind of Brian O'Connor's hands were kind of tied on that. But with the SEC schedule that they play, that's kind of for naught. I mean, it just doesn't really, it's not going to affect them in the end. They're going to get their RPI points from who they play in the SEC. But, and I think they have enough leadership on this team and experience that I don't think that they're going to get into SEC play and it's just going to be a, you know, a slap in the face and or a punch in the mouth and they didn't know what to expect. I mean, even the Virginia guys have played tough teams to this point. They've been kind of weathered.
ACC is a baseball conference.
ACC is as close to the SEC as it gets.
Yeah.
So I think that they will be prepared going into conference play. I'm really intrigued to see how they come out of the conference, because that's going to be a gauntlet. They play LSU, they play Tennessee, they play
Play
Arkansas,
Texas.
Ole Miss, Texas. I mean, the schedule is
Georgia.
stacked. Georgia, almost everybody on the schedule was either, a super regional team last year, a College World Series team, or they were like a host. Georgia didn't make it to the Supers, I
They
don't
hope
think, but
the
they hosted.
same with Ole Miss. And they're like the easiest weekend you have is South Carolina, but that's on the road.
It's on the
So
road.
it's not super easy. So let me ask you this then. What is your question about this team? Where are you like, I this can this is a it's not maybe not even a
Concern.
concern because you know they got the talent, but like you just look at them and go, I don't know about that.
Well, my question is, what's the lineup? First of all, catcher is probably a question mark for me. I think they're going to figure out something at shortstop. I think whoever they put there will be solid. But you have other pieces in there that, what do you do with Garrick Fry and guys like that? Is Noah Sullivan your first baseman? Is he a DH? I think he's going to be an everyday player regardless. Blake Beavis was really good in the fall. You have some options there at first base. Maybe one outfield spot. What's that going to be? That's a good problem to have. In the pitching staff, it's who takes the roles? Who's going to be your starting pitchers? Who's going to be your closers? I think they got pieces there, and I think I like the depth, but who takes these roles within your pitching staff? That's kind of the biggest question mark for me.
All right, we're going to go back to football because we just got some more breaking news here. Mississippi State has hired Bush Hamdan as the associate head coach for offense.
Okay.
So we were talking about maybe needing a veteran guy. That's what this guy is. He's been in the coaching business now since 2009, been in the NFL, been an offensive coordinator with Boise State, with Kentucky, with Washington, was the offensive coordinator on that 2018 Washington team that played in the college football playoff.
That's a good hire. That's a good hire on the surface.
So,
I remember when he was hired at Kentucky to be their OC. They were really high on him because of kind of the what he had done previously. And obviously he's been in the NFL. He's going to be kind of a game manager type guy. I like it.
4-year starter, or not a 4-year starter, played at Boise State. That's always a good thing. We worked with Chris Peterson then. I mean, maybe he can tell us finally if Peterson was a Scientologist. We'll find out. But that hire just came through. 17 years of college football and the NFL. This is the second time in a row, though. Brock we knew was coming, right? But Arnett and now this, I don't think we had a whole lot of expectation for this.
No, and that's kind of, I mean, Jeff Levy just doesn't let a lot of stuff out. I mean, I knew about the Matt Brock stuff from behind the scenes, but that wasn't really a Jeff Levy.
That's an Arnett decision.
This is kind of what he does. That's he will make moves. He'll move and shake like this. We didn't really know about Paul Rhodes and Mike McIntyre last year. So I like this. Adding people with experience to your. It's not really off the field because they're helping, but it kind of is. It's not your assistant coaches. Adding more people like that to your staff is always smart.
Two things. One, this graphic is backwards. Are you looking at it? Like the
Like
state's
it's in the
upside
middle.
down and the SEC is going the wrong way.
Yeah, it is. But I mean.
That's funny. People are going to see Kentucky and be like, but his resume is good. I think Kentucky.
Again, when Kentucky made this hire, I remember a lot of people nationally being really high on it. And I look at
They're
Kentucky
just a team
and
that they can't ever be good on offense.
no, and that I don't know if that was a Mark Stoops thing or what, but yeah.
Interesting. All right. So something else to talk to Levy about. And we'll definitely talk about that today on Sports Talk Mississippi as well. All right, guys. No podcast tomorrow, but the interview with Kendall Rogers will be up Friday morning for you to have a listen to and talk some MSU baseball about. Have a great weekend. Talk to you again soon. For Robbie Falk, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi.
Your time is up, my time is now. Talk Mississippi Media Production.